Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The warm weather over the weekend saw large crowds flock to the seaside for a swim, understandably. However, many entered the water at their own risk as no lifeguards were on duty at several beaches around the country. Currently, the official lifeguard season operates on weekends only throughout June and then daily during the months of July and August, which make up Ireland's meteorological summer. So, following the rise in temperatures this week, calls are growing, understandably, for the lifeguard season to extend into at least May. So would you like to see a more permanent presence of lifeguards on Irish beaches? Well, we want to hear your thoughts on the subject today. Fianna Fáil councillor with Fingal County Council, Cathal Haughey, is on the line. Councillor, you're calling for more lifeguards on duty from May onwards.
Yes, thanks for having me on, Anna. And I suppose before we get into it, can I just say my deepest sympathies to the family and friends of the young girl who tragically died on Burrow Beach on Sunday. And the family have asked for privacy, so I want to speak in a general sense and not link the discussion to that.
But you're absolutely right. And the whole community saddened and shocked by a tragic event. So this discussion is very important.
Yes, absolutely, yes. So, as you said, Fingal County Council, and to be fair, the majority of county councils in Ireland have lifeguards on Saturdays and Sundays in June and every day in July and August. So Fingal is not an outlier in that sense. Mm. Some councils go into the middle of September as well. But I do think the discussion needs to be had about including May. It is one of the sunniest months of the year. Yesterday was the hottest ever day recorded in May. And as we know, climate change means temperatures are rising. So we can expect this to continue. And while the weather is hot, more people are going to be at the beach. So I think it makes sense to have a discussion about extending the lifeguard season into May.
I think, if I'm honest, Cathal, I think people will be surprised to realise that there's no lifeguards during the month of May. I mean, it is traditionally... Yeah. A sunny month. You know, as soon as the leaving cert starts, you know it's going to be sunny and people will flock to beaches around the country. That's not a new concept, is it?
No, it's not, to be fair. But as you said, people are surprised about it. And I got a lot of emails and calls yesterday about this, obviously following what happened. And people were very surprised to learn that there was no lifeguards on in May. And indeed, as I said, this is the case all over the country. I do think it does need to be looked at. I've submitted a question on this onto the agenda of the next Fingal County Council meeting. But as I said, this is not a Fingal issue. This is in every council across the country. And I think with the rising temperatures, May should be included. Now, I know a lot of lifeguards are students and it is a part-time job and perhaps the summer is when they're available, but a lot of college students are finished their exams in May or maybe halfway through May. So it's definitely something that I do think needs to be looked at.
Well, we have the Deputy CEO of Water Safety Ireland, Roger Sweeney, on the line. Good afternoon to you, Roger.
Hi, Anna. Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us on Lunchtime Live. Talk to me about the lifeguards. You train up to 600 lifeguards a year. Is there a recruitment issue or why are we not manning the beaches from May onwards or outside of July and August, really?
Yes, Anna. And actually, we train about 1,700 more to work in pools all around the country in the winter time and all year round, you know. So, and of course, you know, people, you know, thousands of your listeners will have trained as lifeguards. We've been training them since the 1940s, these volunteers we have in 30 committees all around the country. But I think sometimes people assume that the lifeguards can just be switched on in May. But the reality is that the beach lifeguard services in Ireland, as you've already said, they're operated by local authorities. And they are, as you say, aligned to the official bathing season, which generally runs from June until September. And some counties, I mean, you know, I think of Clare at the moment has lifeguards on duty, for example, in the county, in the bigger beaches. But and sometimes then it comes down to within the local authority, you know, the staffing, the funding, of course, but primarily the staffing. I don't think it's a case of shortages. It's more about the availability, because as you've alluded to there, there are some practical challenges, because the lifeguards, they're very highly trained. They're trained to international standards, and a lot of them are indeed students. They're finishing exams in May. So, you know, local authorities need sufficient numbers, of course, of qualified lifeguards before the services can safely operate. And so some, of course, will start to provide that weekend cover in May, and certainly in June on weekends. But some will have greater coverage as well, depending on when those people are finished exams. And I only speak to the exams because many people are, many of the lifeguards that have trained over the years tend to be university students type of thing, or young students. And so, you know, there can be a challenge in terms of availability there. And
then explain even to when me, Roger, just so I understand, are the lifeguards that we're seeing at the beaches when we do see them, are they volunteers or are they paid positions?
No. They're fully paid positions. The local authorities recruit the lifeguards that we train. Oh, yes, absolutely. It's very much a professional service.
So we're not relying on volunteers. Service. They're paid positions.
No. We have volunteers within Water Safety Ireland that train lifeguards, and indeed not just lifeguards, but they train life-saving skills up and down the country, and they've been doing so for decades. But these are professional, paid by the local authority lifeguards that we're talking about. But indeed, you know, when they come on, and you mentioned the hundreds that we do train, there's an issue even in May, when you can imagine yourself, when people finish exams, they tend to want a bit of a breather for a week or so, and or two, and they may arrange holidays and so on. But again, you know, for the most part, the lifeguards themselves tend to become more available as May unfolds. But again, it speaks to, you know, the fact that, you know, not lifeguards don't need to be students. So any of your listeners there, you know, it's a wonderful skill to bring back into your family, into protect your loved ones, and indeed into your own community. So, you know, they don't have to be students.
Yeah.
But also in the same breath,
you mentioned
Anna,
the traditional bathing season. I mean, that's completely turned on its head in the last few years, you'd have to acknowledge, given the popularity of sea swimming. It's part of people's lifestyles now. So, you know, do we not need to move with the times and you know, take out that bathing season, June to September, when we're ignoring, you know, the rest of the year and a significantly busy month, i.e. May, every year?
Oh, I think worldwide, I think the whole season thing is changing for sure, you know. So, and that's why local authorities do make an effort. I mean, as I say, I know County Clare has lifeguards on at the moment, but at the same time, the lifeguards will train, they'll qualify, they are now qualified, but if they are within, the challenge for the local authorities, if they are in exams at the moment and then coming out of those exams and then perhaps available then for the kickoff of that season, well, that's what the local authorities, that's the challenge that they have. So that's what I'm saying, you know, others that are not students should really embrace it. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if I speak about myself, I mean, would I spend 40 hours in a month on social media? I think so. And I think that's as much time as you need, roughly, if you're a competent swimmer, to train as a lifeguard. So a lot of your listeners probably don't realize that, you know, their children and themselves, they can learn to be a lifeguard within approximately 40 hours. So that's overall roughly how long it takes. So, you know, it's not terribly challenging for a swimmer. But one thing people also need to remember, I mean, this weather is fantastic, but the vast majority of drownings in this country, they happen where people had no intention of going into the water. I mean, over 5 years, we had 363 accidental drownings. Nearly 240 of those had no intention of being in the water. It wasn't at lifeguarded beaches. It was just doing something normal, walking close to the edge, angling without a life jacket, for example, or just simply walking with friends too close to the edge. These are things that people need to be aware of, that, you know, don't just think that you are at risk during the lifeguard season. 10 drownings happen in this country every single month. And it's because people don't expect to be in the water, find themselves in the water. And then, of course, cold shock kicks in, hypothermia kicks in, hidden currents kick in. And so you can do a lot to protect yourself. You know, you supervise your children closely. You stay within your depth. It's beautiful weather now, but the warm air does not mean warm water. So get in, enjoy the warm air, enjoy the cool water. It's cold right now. Anybody listening will testify that. And when you get in, keep your dip short. Stay within your depth. So if you get into trouble, you can put your feet down, or you can certainly get out of the water. And one of the greatest reasons, the most common reasons for accidents in this country, Anna, is rip currents. Mm. So just have a conversation with your loved ones about rip currents and understand what they are. And just in layman's terms, if you arrive to a beach, just draw a fictitious line in the sand for yourself and look down with your family and see if there are signs. Are there ring buoys? What do the signs say? Is there a rip current? How would I even know if there's a rip current? Well, if you see the waves coming in, those little white waves, they're coming in because the water's coming in. It's rising slightly over the sandbank. It's causing those little waves. Well, what does the water have to do after that? It has to go back out again. So it finds a narrow, deeper channel of sand. It cuts its way back out. And that narrow sandbank, or that shallow sandbank, that's where the water escapes. And if you swim in that area, a lot of people try to swim there because they don't see waves, mm-hmm. but it's the water coming in, cancelling the waves going out. So it's a little choppier, but it looks more enticing often. So what you need to do there is don't panic. Just remember that the width of that rip current roughly is probably the width of a road, just roughly. And that'll calm you down, that you know then that all you have to do is swim.
I can manage this.
Parallel to the shore.
Parallel to the shore,
this.
Yes.
Just and swim parallel to
as
shore,
you say yourselves, Olympic swimmers would find it difficult to swim back to shore against a rip current. So parallel to shore is your trick. Stay on the line with me, Roger, because we've a lot of texts and reaction to this topic. Ben Bennett from Ben's Surf Clinic in La Hinch is on the line. Ben, as someone who spends most of the time in the water, how important is the presence of the lifeguard there?
Very important. It's very interesting listening to the information about rip currents. The one person that educates you about that stuff is the lifeguard. So if the lifeguard is present on the beach, they can inform people of where to go and where not to go and educate them as to why not to go into this area. So that's why we need lifeguards. It's not just about doing rescues. It's about pulling people off the beach at the right time with the tide. Currently, I have three people sitting in my wetsuit area with their feet in buckets because they've stood on weaverfish, which is a thing that lifeguards would normally do for us. We're very lucky that we have lifeguards here in May. It's been mentioned a couple of times in County Clare. We have them here during the weekends in May. The only reason why they're here is because we had such near misses. We had 25 rescues done by volunteer surfers and lifeguards here about 3 years ago, and because of that, the county council were essentially embarrassed into putting in lifeguards in May. We need lifeguards from April through to Halloween. In Northern Ireland, they have lifeguards from Easter to Halloween. Why do they have lifeguards up there and not down here at the same period?
Well, actually, you're very well placed to give us that window, because as I was saying to Roger, it has changed. It's evolved over the years. People are in the sea a lot more often. It's part of their lifestyle. So you think that's a reasonable window, April to October, Ben?
Absolutely. Like this bathing season thing, that's no longer wetsuits. People have gear. They're in the water all the time. There are 200 to 300 people on the beach today here. And then we're being told this isn't the official bathing season. Of course it is. You know, the May bank holiday, the third biggest bank holiday of the year, there's no lifeguards on duty in the country. Like, how is that possible? Mm.
Just before I run out of time, Ben, I just want to bring in June Curtin. She's in Spanish Point in County Clare. June, you're a daily sea swimmer. How important are lifeguards on the beach, do you think?
Lifeguards are hugely important on the beach, Anna. Yesterday, Spanish Point was all over the news with record temperatures of well into the 20s. The beach was thronged with people and no lifeguard cover. And I know Ben said we have cover at the weekends, which is absolutely fantastic. And from June onwards, I think we have full-time cover in all of the beaches, including the Hinch, which lost its blue flag this year, which was an awful shame. But yeah, absolutely, it's very important. I think sea swimming has become a huge thing, and it's not just seasonal now. People are swimming year round, and like Ben said, really we need cover from April to October.
Yeah, there's a huge reaction to this topic. No doubt we'll come back to it again. Lifeguards should not just be there for the summer. Galway, for example, has swimmers all year round, no lifeguards. They should have jet skis available to them as well. Most of the lifeguards are students during the summer. That's Darren in Galway. Someone else, lifeguards are primarily students who are in college until the end of May. Will you tell people that when it's lashing rain and temperature below 10 degrees up till last weekend, it's not weather for Baywatch? I'm not sure what that means. No lifeguards in Salt Hill in Galway until June. All the sea swimming now, hugely popular, swimming all year, not just in the summer. And lots more texts that we will try and get back to them a little bit later on. Thank you indeed, Councillor Cahill Haughey, Ben Bennett in Lahinch, and Roger Sweeney with sound advice there from Water Safety Ireland.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.